This is Twit.
Now, once I get it open, this is probably safe, right? It's just the cardboard. And that's only if
though?
The UPS driver sneezes on it.
Right.
But just in case.
Just as long as you don't touch your face, you good.
I'm going to do a little Cloroxing. First of my hands. Isn't it silly we have to do all this? But it's good.
I know.
I'm starting to read horrific stories.
I know.
Young
I just
people
saw
getting strokes and
yes, and lungs
things.
Filled with microclots.
Yeah, yeah. Did you read that one? The doctor who took out one clot and then another one appeared and another one.
Yes.
I don't want that.
No.
So,
and I tell you what, the grocery disinfecting process. I'm not doing the soap on the produce or anything like that, but
no,
bringing in the groceries
that.
From the store,
oh, yeah.
And having to then go buy, we've got a little process where I put a stripe down the middle of the tape, down the middle of the countertop, the island, and the unclean groceries, they're on the floor,
unclean.
But then we, in the bag, we put them up on the right side of the thing, and that's Sebastian's job. And then my job is to disinfect them and put them on the left side before they then get put away.
Perfect.
So, yeah,
you got
it's a whole
teamwork.
Process.
Yeah, Lisa.
Wait, there's
there's
a pull tab.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed uncharacteristic of Apple.
Other side.
Oh,
I see
there it.
It
is. Nice. I like how they do that. So let's get the close up here. We're gonna see what this looks like in close up. I'll get the iPhone out of there. This is the big one. Now you have the little one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 12.9 inch. And I don't know how Apple gets the vacuum in their boxes.
I wonder that too.
Do they have like a little pump? They pump it out. Oh, it is heavy. Holy cow. It's almost as heavy as an iPad. Wow. It almost doubles the weight, doesn't it?
That paper sandwich in the middle.
That's what you were talking about, the little wedgie to keep it from connecting there. And is there anything I need to do to activate it or just plug it in?
Nope. Just pop it on there.
And then it's got a hole. Cause, now, that works for the old and the new.
It
camera,
does.
Camera opening. Oh, yeah, that's a good strong magnet there, isn't that? Yeah, that's not going anywhere. And so can you open it with one hand?
I don't know if I've – yeah, you kind of got to hold it down.
You kind of need to – I've seen people on YouTube, but it's more like a trick.
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's as far back as it'll go. You could tilt it a little bit forward, but it – I guess that's good for our purposes to shoot. It's a good angle. There's no glare on it. And I think it's probably pretty usable for the height one's at when they're using this.
Yeah. The one thing people have been complaining about is whenever they're hitting the 1 through 0 keys, anything up there, that sometimes they'll brush. But I've never had that issue.
Well, maybe they have very large sausage fingers.
Yeah, my fingers are pretty thin, so maybe that's why.
Well, there it is. So it's perfect. I'm no longer left out of the cool kid club.
You're in. Check out that trackpad with the click, the actual physical click.
Let's turn it back onto this camera. And then, so this, yeah, you're right. It actually moves, doesn't it? It makes a nice sound, though. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a clicky trackpad in a long time.